This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Training camp opportunity, I felt like Cam was going to be there. Now, I wasn't inclined to the financial numbers that he was going to receive this year, but one thing we can say as fans, for all the fans that are coming down on Cam and saying he's not a team guy and kind of turning their back on him, you cannot sit here and agree that he should be the 20th ranked defensive tackle this year in terms of per year salary. I think he's 25th. He will be ranked 25th or something like that because his production warranted otherwise, in my opinion. But let's keep it real, Pony. They're going to get something resolved. Like this is
– You're not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it at all. They're going to get something resolved, move some money around, improve his 25-year salary for what – I don't know what it is he's looking for, but I can tell you this much. I don't expect to see Cam play for $14 or $15 million, whatever it is he's supposed to receive this year.
And you disagree with fans who say a contract is a contract, and if you signed the deal last year, it's up to you to uphold that end of the bargain?
Yeah, I disagree because you got to look at it from the other side. What if Cam had a horrible year last year, especially with his age? They might have cut him.
Absolutely, right? Or make him take another pay cut.
Exactly. So it's almost like you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. Because for the fans that say a contract is a contract, what if Cam was horrible last year? What if he was injured the entire season? And they came back and said, well, you need to take a pay cut or we're going to cut you. Well, a contract is a contract. Doesn't stand strong then. So it works in players' favor, and sometimes it doesn't work in players' favor because we've seen guys get cut while they still have a year or 2 years left on their contract. So fans should understand and know that means nothing in the NFL.
How would you feel as a as a Steeler alum with a lot of notoriety, as a Steeler Super Bowl champion, if you tuned in to watch the game tomorrow night, and you saw Hayward walk out of the tunnel, and he was greeted with boos, booed by Steelers fans in Acrisure Stadium. What would Bryant McFadden's reaction be to that?
I would disagree with that, fans. You guys have applauded and cheered for Cam on and off the football field his entire tenure in Pittsburgh. Cam has never come off to be a selfish individual. He's selfless. He's always been team first. And the thing about Cam in this situation, he just wants a fair deal. So for any football fan, not just being a fan of the Steelers, but just football in general, and you know football well enough, you know Cam is not a $14 million defensive tackle, defensive end. When you look at what the other guys are getting, especially coming off the year that he had a year ago. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look at. So I think fans cannot get too emotionally involved in this and just understand the business side of things. Yes, he wants to be paid, compensated correctly, in a fair way. I don't expect to see Cam asking for Chris Jones-type money or whatever the high cap number is for that.
I don't think he is. I think he just wants money moved from next year to this year and give him like an extra $4 or $5 million, BMAC.
Okay, so what's the problem?
That's what I say. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, dude. That's what I've said.
Why would a fan boo him? And we know that would be fair because you can't sit here and say Cam playing for $14 million is fair.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the game and you really know ball.
I'm with you, man. All right. You talked to Aaron Rodgers at Steelers training camp. Everyone kind of has their own perception of what Aaron Rodgers is. Not many of us get to actually meet him and have the opportunity to see if he will potentially change our minds about him. What was that interaction like for you?
Man, it was great. It was great. If you watch the interview, you can just tell Aaron Rodgers is genuinely happy to be a part of the Steelers organization. He emphasized that. I actually spoke with Aaron before we did the interview, had a great conversation with him, and it was dope, man. It was really dope. It was so authentic. And the thing I love about Aaron Rodgers, you have to appreciate his knowledge of football. The man knows football. He loves ball. That's important. He also echoed about his willingness just to be here with the Steelers when given the opportunity to do so. I mean, he shared with me kind of being in unfamiliar territory in Latrobe, you know, staying up late playing video games with some of the younger guys. I mean, that's building team camaraderie. That's what we used to do, Pony, when I was there in Latrobe. We stayed up late in dorm rooms playing video games, building a sense of togetherness. And that's dope. That is dope to hear from him. And like I said, he is genuinely happy to be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And him joining the Pittsburgh Steelers, Pony, the last thing I say,
yep,
it wasn't about money, because they're giving him around $13 million or something like that. And I got word that he actually could have gotten more. But that's what he wanted. He wanted enough just to handle his normal
expenses. Oh, they offered more and he turned it down?
No, it wasn't that they offered more. They were willing to offer more.
Oh, interesting.
It had been a situation where they would be willing to kind of pay him more than what he's actually receiving. But Aaron was like, no, man, this is what I would take, and I just want to play ball. So that tells me this is a guy who's all in. You know what I mean? So I love that, because that is what our team was about when I was there. Guys that are all in and willing to do whatever needs to be done to win ball games.
BMAC, I just have to say, if somebody heard you say that and was like, well, wait a minute, Cam Hayward isn't acting that way, he's not sacrificing or doing those things to be all in, what would your response be to that?
Well, I'll say this. Who had more of a better year as an individual? Regardless of position, who had more of a better year? If you had to look at Aaron Rodgers' year last year with the Jets.
Oh, Hayward. Hayward was an all-pro, and Rodgers went 5-12. That's not even close.
Okay, he was an all-pro. I mean, he had almost double-digit sacks. He dominated in every game he participated in, and he's highly underpaid. So this is two different things. And Cam Hayward is not a part of a new team.
Right.
This is a team that drafted him. He's homegrown, and he's been one of your best leaders. That I played with Cam Hayward. And he just made All-Pro a year ago in year, what, 14?
Yeah, that was his 14th year. This is going to be 15. Yep.
Yeah, so fans, come on, man. Y'all know good and well Cam ain't a selfish guy. He just wants fair value.
BMAC, that's exactly what I said when the show started. I'm like, everybody loved this guy for 14 years. What do they think happened in February? He just woke up one day and turned into an a-hole? I just don't want to believe that about him.
And to your point, if he's looking to see an extra $4 or $5 million, that's fair. That is fair. I don't have an issue with that. So fans got to, come on, take the emotions out of it and just look at it from a fair set of lenses. Is what he's asking for fair based on how well? Hold on, you said an All-Pro last year?
Yes.
How many All-Pros we had on our team last year, Pony?
I don't think any other first team. I think T.J. Watt was second team, right? Or was he first team, Donnie? Was Watt first team?
I thought he was second team.
He was second team. That's what I thought. And Boswell was second team, so he was the only one.
Cam Hayward was the only first-team All-Pro from our 2024 team, and fans are mad because he's asking for a few more million dollars and yep, basically saying he should come play for 14. Like, what are we talking about?
Fans are saying cut his brother just to, like, prove a point and, like, trade him to the Browns. I mean, ridiculous things.
Man, you know how, now sometimes Steeler fans, I love them, they're loyal, but sometimes they can be a bit ruthless. We know that. they're emotionally involved, and that right there is far-fetched. That has nothing to do with his brother. But like I said, fans, don't worry. Things going to get resolved. Things will get worked out.
Donnie piped in there. Boswell was actually first team over Aubrey. So those are the two guys that were first team, and they both want more money right now. You mentioned the camaraderie of camp, and Roger said he was roommates with Metcalf or suite mates. They shared the same bathroom. Who was your favorite roommate in training camp when you were playing for the Steelers? Did you have one?
Yo, so this is a funny story. So 2006 season was my second year. Mm-hmm. We just signed Ryan Clark from Washington. I just started to learn Ryan Clark. He was my roommate in year one for him, year two for me. So, of course, we DB, so we already have that. I didn't really know Ryan. I know him, but I don't know him. So I'm still trying to figure him out. Mm-hmm. So, of course, guys got different sleeping habits. You know, this is the first week we get that pony. And I remember when one night we were watching TV and we were watching Snakes on a Plane that night. And that was the last thing we watched before we cut the lights off. So now we're going to sleep. And this is day two and day three. I know Ryan, but I really don't know him like I know him now. So I'm still trying to figure him out. So in the middle of the night, I'm sleeping. If guys in Latrobe in the dorms, depending on where you're stationed, see the light can kind of come into your room, regardless of the blinds down or not. Long story short, I just heard something fall. So I'm still sleeping. I literally saw Ryan on the floor, like a spotter. I'm like, what the freak is going on? Am I have to fight? Is he flipping out? Is he going crazy? He was pinned, and he was like, what do you think we're going to fight? Because I'm like, if he's tripping mentally, I got to defend myself by any means. Long story short, this man done had a nightmare from the movie Snakes on a Plane. He was dreaming that snakes was all over him, so he literally jumped out of the bed because he thought snakes was on him, and he was on the floor trying to get away from the snake.
Oh, my God. That is something. Before we let you run, I got to ask you about Jalen Ramsey in the Steelers' corner. So, reportedly, yesterday at joint practice, Mike Evans went against Ramsey, and it wasn't pretty. Evans kind of worked him over. Ramsey has told you and other people, like, hey, I'm going to get the number one wide receiver assignment, but also I'm going to play a lot of safety. Mike sat these guys down, I guess, before training camp started and let Joey Porter Jr. know, like, hey, I still love you, but when we go up against the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to put Jalen on Ja'Marr Chase. That's not your assignment anymore. How do you think that dynamic is going to work with those corners this year?
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think you're dealing with a bunch of guys that understand, you know, high-level ball, right? And Joey has really emerged to be a really, really good corner, and the sky is the limit for him. Now, hearing that, because I also saw that as well, Pony, I think the biggest question I have, a lot of times when you look at Ja'Marr Chase, you know, he's either the X or the Z. And if Jalen is going to be our nickel and Ja'Marr is either the X or the Z, if you have Jalen following Ja'Marr, who plays the nickel for us? Because if you look at the overall professional resume of Darius Slay, he's never been an inside guy. He's always been an outside guy. And, of course, Joey has been an outside guy as well. So if that's the situation where we're playing a la Cincinnati, who plays the inside? Because we know Jalen is going to be our nickel guy. He's played nickel throughout his professional career and excelled at that position. But if that's the case, who plays nickel?
Great question. I guess maybe Eccles or Bishop would come in and one of those outside corners would come off the field. But Tomlin said he's not going to do that.
You're not taking off the field Slate or Porter. Because to your point, you know, Eccles or whoever they're not as good as Slay or Porter. So that would be my question, like, in seeing how this would play out. Because our best three corners, as we see it today, is Ramsey, Porter, Slay. right?
Yes, by far.
Yes. And then not to mention when you're playing against Cincinnati, you still got a grown man opposite of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. So I guess we got to see how it play out. But, you know, that's a great problem to have in terms of corners fighting to go get a guy like Jamar Chase.
B-Mac, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're the best. Yep, Brian McFadden. He was on your side, Donnie. Said, stand down, Kabali. Don't minimize the exploits of Chris Boswell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fly ball left, hit pretty well. Back is Hap to the track, to the wall, clear the deck, cannonball coming! Oppo for Jack Sawinski to give the Pirates the lead in the ninth. The 0-2. Ground ball left side. Triolo scoops, throws, gets, raise the Jolly Roger at Wrigley Field. And listen to the boos rain down on Wrigley. What a sound.
Did he say what a sound or what a town?
I thought he said what a town.
I thought so too. Greg. They're in a playoff chase, and they just got beat by the Pirates, who were bludgeoned 33-6 in three games by the Brewers. Damn right those drunks at Wrigley are going to be pissed. And a hometown kid did it to him. Sawinski grew up in Chicago. I don't know if he was a White Sox or Cubs fan. Chances are better he was Cubs than White Sox, but Yeah, that game just ended a few minutes ago. Pirates 3-2 winners. That was the top of the ninth inning home run by Jack Sawinski. So he did fall out of the boat and find water, which he has not really done at all this year. He's been a horrible player for 2 years, getting a chance to play because the Pirates stink. And he actually came through with a big hit. At 5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's famous wings. But as per usual with the Pirates, anytime there's like a little positive story, a flicker of flame, like, oh, they won a fun game today. They beat the Cubs, who are actually playing for something. I, generally speaking, hate the Cubs, loathe the Cubs, because, you know, they're another one of these big market teams that has every advantage, and they're in your own division, and I'll never get the memory or the vision out of my head of when the Jake Arrieta game happened, and I'm at PNC Park, and I'm in the press room, and I'm watching Jake Arrieta talk about how he's like the greatest pitcher of all time, and three guys walk by that room with champagne, headed to the Cubs clubhouse, which we could hear the roars and the cheers in the clubhouse in that room, and the three guys were Kerry Wood, the lead singer from Pearl Jam, whose name is escaping me
right now,
Eddie Vedder, and John Cusack. We're all there as diehard Cubs fans, and in Wood's case, a former Cub to celebrate. And I also just hated Arrieta, too. Because I did find it peculiar that he was a pretty mediocre pitcher for all but one season, and that one season he was electric, and then he did ESPN, the magazine's body issue, and he looked like one big muscle. But that was probably all a coincidence. He probably did it by natural means. Right? Right? Okay. I was getting at this. You know, the Pirates can't have nice things, that whole idea. DK Pittsburgh Sports, their baseball, their Pirates insider, talked to Andrew McCutchen and asked him about this season. I've not seen many one-on-ones with Andrew McCutchen where he got introspective on this year and his place with the Pirates. And he said this today. The reason I came back 2 years ago was when I was in Milwaukee, go figure, he says, we didn't make it to the playoffs. I was there and looking at the Pirates and I was like, it's a good ball club and I feel like they have an opportunity to win. If I'm going to go somewhere else, if I'm going to be somewhere where there's a chance of winning, even if I didn't make it, like at least there's a chance, I tried it. I went to Milwaukee because they've won and they've made the playoffs, so I went there to chase that and we didn't make it. Honestly, I got tired of that. If that's going to be the situation, I'd rather be somewhere where I know I really want to be and have that opportunity. There's a couple things that I have to talk to myself about and ask myself, so I don't know. Meaning, I don't know if I'll be back here next year. I'm still sitting here going through it and thinking about it right now, just trying to do my part here, finish the season strong, and feel like I should have an opportunity. I think the should have an opportunity is like, are teams going to want me next year? But that quote makes me think that Andrew McCutchen was not exactly thrilled with his decision to remain with the Pirates and is starting to like second guess and question staying here for 3 years, like three back-to-back 1 year deals, was a good idea. This is what he said about this year compared to the last two. It doesn't feel how it felt those last 2 years. Why? I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. This is all from DK Pittsburgh Sports. But I can't necessarily sit here and specify what. But I have to always look at myself first and figure, where could I have been better? And there's obviously a lot of places I could have been better. And so I got to ask myself those questions of, what am I there to play? Why am I there? I want to be there to play because I love the game, but also loving it when there's an opportunity to be able to win and I don't feel like I'm wasting a spot. So he sounds very skeptical that this team is really in a competitive place right now and in a competitive place in the future is how I interpret this. One more from McCutcheon. It's there, but there obviously has to be some sacrifice on both ends. This is about his future here. There has to be some sacrifice on both ends to solidify that spot and really get to that point where it's like, yeah, this is a good squad, McCutcheon said. That's the way it should feel prior to going into the season. That comes with signing free agents, having the right bats in the lineup, and giving our starters a sense of having a good team around them that can put up some runs and work day in and day out. There's some things that have to happen, and I obviously would love to be part of that equation. But see, I don't know why this isn't the lead of the story, but you've got to pay to win. Because it's not always going to be the team that doesn't spend as much that ends in the playoffs. Very rarely does that happen. It does happen, but it doesn't always happen that way. For us, it hasn't happened. There has to be that. There can't just be this shot in the dark of, we hope this happens. We got to go out there and make a push. So this is now twice in the last few weeks. We've had both Paul Skeens and Andrew McCutcheon, the two most popular Pirates by far. McCutcheon for what he did to bring baseball back to prominence here, and obviously Paul Skeens for the incredible player and talent that he is. They're both saying the same things. Get out there and spend on free agents. In McCutcheon's case, it's like, or else, it's like, I don't really want to be a part of this team anymore. And in Skeen's case, he doesn't have a choice because he's under contract, but it's like, for him kind of quietly, politely saying, please don't waste me and waste my time here. But there's both like a strong intimation in this article and what Skeens told Noah Hyles when he was out in Colorado covering them after the trade deadline, that big things better be afoot for the Pirates in free agency. Or McCutcheon won't want to be a part of them anymore. And Skeens will have no choice because he's under contract, but will feel even more like he's on borrowed time. So, Donnie, I'll say the same thing about this comment from McCutcheon that I said about Skeens. I like that they're saying it, and I like to believe that it's going to make a difference. And if any two people are going to maybe force the people in charge through words to do things differently, it's not the fans as much as it would be guys like McCutcheon and Skeens. They're the guys that have the most, and I know McCutcheon's going to be almost 40, but he's got significant clout in the organization. I mean, the owner basically has made deals with him to come back here the last few years. I don't know how much Skeens talks to Bob Nutting, but we know that McCutcheon absolutely does. So if he's willing to say these things to a reporter in Chicago, he's probably willing to say those things to Nutting himself.
Yeah, I mean, he said as much. I mean, remember, we were able to talk to him. We had audio from him once he came back that first time, and he gave all of the credit to Bob Nutting, and everybody else around the situation gave all of the credit to Bob Nutting. So he should have a direct line to Bob Nutting, and this, you would think, would strike a chord with how things are going. I mean, I also think it's, we thought it was odd that around the trade deadline, they had two untouchable pieces. One was Skeens and the other one was Kutch. It wasn't O'Neill Cruz. It wasn't Brian Reynolds. It wasn't anybody else. It was Andrew McCutcheon.
Donnie, don't these comments make you think, though, that if the team really wanted to trade for Andrew McCutcheon, he would have been fine with it?
Yeah, I mean, based on what he said, that's why it's now even weirder to me.
That he was an untouchable.
That he was the untouchable guy.
Yeah.
Because it made me get into the mindset of, did he like tell them, hey, this is going to be my last year. I'm not worried about going out on top. I just want to finish as a Bucco. You know, I'll have that final send-off, whatever. Like, was that his thought process? But him saying this, it really makes you question.
He wants to play for a winner one more time, yeah, is what he said.
They could have very easily, if they have such a great relationship with him, traded him to a contender and then signed him right back.
For next year, yeah. Or even if he didn't want to play next year, sign him back to have like an official retirement with the Pirates, either one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. At 5:15, get ready to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Or 5:30, excuse me. And get ready to slay the school year at the 13th annual Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event, August 18th. That is on Monday at Acrisure Stadium from 9 to 1. Presented by Target Freight Management. Drive through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance Annuities and Member Benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. All right, let's get to Open Phone Friday. 412-928-9370. Anything you want, it's all on the table. Starting with Jack in Annapolis. Hello, Jack.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to talk about the Cameron Hayward holding. So pretty much what I think is if he asked for an extension in February, then I think drafting Derek Harmon in the first round was just a sign of saying, hey, Cam, we're not giving you that much money. You're asking for too much. And if you don't like it, you're going to get cut or just not play any games. Thanks for the call.
Well, you called me, but you're welcome. So by that logic, picking Ben Sulls up was another one of those messages to Chris Boswell.
I mean, Cabali seems to believe that Ben Sulls, I mean, yeah, Ben Sulls might be a fine NFL kicker, but right now the Steelers have the best in the game.
Can we actually compare Saul's numbers at Acrisure Stadium to Boswell's numbers at Acrisure Stadium? Because that would actually be one thing from college to pros that there wouldn't be that big of a difference on. Now, Boswell would kick later into the year, so he'd have worse weather games to kick in December and January than Saul's, because the pit season ends in early November, at least the regular season does. But Saul's actually also has the wider hash marks to deal with. So I feel like those two things would kind of balance it out more. Now, obviously, their road games are, you know, totally different environments, but Saul's was real. I mean, is it possible that Saul's kicked just as well as Boswell at Acrisure Stadium last year, or at least pretty damn close?
He was good. I mean, I have just the game log from last year pulled up.
How many kicks did he miss at Acrisure in home games?
I have him here as 2 missed at home.
And do you know how many attempted? What's the, like, he went X for Y. Do we know what it is?
I mean, his total on the year, he was 21 of 24.
At home? Or total. Just total?
So, mind you, Boswell was almost double that.
Yeah, Boswell made 41 kicks. But I wonder what their percentages are. Jack can pull that up. What were their percentages at home this year? Saul's at Acrisure and Boswell at Acrisure. Here is Mike in Hampton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
About the last segment you were talking about, you know, the microphones always gravitate to schemes and the coaching because they're the stars and the fan favorites. But, you know, I wonder what would happen if a microphone went to, like, you know, Reynolds or Nikki G or somebody like that. Would they be saying the same type of thing? And I don't know. You have, like, the national media, like Jeff Passan, coming out and, you know, ripping the Pirates all the time. The fans, of course, are ripping. At what point, what's going to change? You know,
can I tell you how I would feel if Brian Reynolds said that? If Brian Reynolds came out and said those things, I would say, all right, like, right message potentially, but very wrong messenger. I would say, dude, this organization gave you $100 million, and you're barely, by the metrics, you're barely good enough to start right now. So how about you concentrate on hitting the ball better? Like, to your question about, you know, these two guys said it. Well, these are the two guys who I would want to say it. Andrew McCutchen
and
Paul Skenes.
Yeah. A lot of them don't have legs to stand on, but you have to think that a lot of them are thinking the same thing that Kutch and Skenes and the rest of us are thinking.
Sure. I mean, they're a lousy team, and they're near the bottom of the league in payroll. It's probably even hard for them to not put two and two together there.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Good talk.
All right, have a good.
You too. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Here is Mark in Brentwood. Hello, Mark.
Gentlemen, hey, long time no talk. How you guys been?
We're good. Mark, do you know Jason Mackey?
I do not know Mackey personally, but he's a Brentwood guy.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
That's what I hear. Real quick, the Chris Boswell situation, to quote the great Teddy KGB, P, that's man, he's money. He's worth it. He keeps us in games. Just pay him.
Okay.
The big point is, you have Kutch out here, absolutely begging and pleading. Just give him pieces. Like, give us the hope that he gave us back in 2013, 14, 15. Like, it's so sad it comes to this, where we're begging and pleading the ownership to do something, do anything, and you have Kutch out here, you know, the flagship of the franchise with Skenes, just outright saying, do something, or, you know, if nothing changes, we're done. And it's sad it's come to this, guys.
Yeah, I mean, he said they need to sign free agents. And he said at the end of this quote here, like, I don't want to go into the season with it feeling like we're just hoping to be good. He said, there can't just be the shot in the dark of, quote, we hope this happens. We got to go out there and make a push. From Andrew McCutchen, the now 10-year-plus face of the franchise, when you take into account some of the years he spent outside of Pittsburgh. But when, honestly, though, he's been like, he's been connected and associated with the Pirates for 15 years, and he's saying this. And their best player since, well, I can't say the best player since Bonds left now that Skenes is here, but best career in Pittsburgh since Bonds left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.